Ah, you are awake. When you passed out on the couch, I told our host I'd get you home safe. Oh, you're right. We didn't meet until last night, but you kept flirting with me, teasing me about how I could never control a woman like you. Well, here we are. You're bound to my bed, legs and arms spread wide, every part of you exposed to me. Oh no, don't be frightened. I promise not to hurt you. I only want to give you the experience you said you craved. So we will play a while. And you can stop me anytime and leave. But until you say that you want to leave, I will explore your body as I wish. Tell me you understand. Good. Here's our toy for the evening. I collect such things. This is very old. Over 2,000 years, you know. It is a sacrificial knife used to cut the throats of animals and slaves being offered to the gods. See how it is black can be, yet catches the light. It's glass, natural glass, obsidian forged in a volcano. See how sharp it is. So I must be very careful so as not to cut you. There. Feel the cold edge of it against your neck. Even the flat edge feels like it could cut, doesn't it? Feel as I stroke you with it. Just here. Over your pulse. Feel as I move the tip, barely touching, down your soft shoulder, leaving a red line on your skin. Look how your breasts heave upwards, wanting the sharp touch of it. Feel as I move the black tip around each nipple, taking care not to hurt. Feel my mouth sucking the red circle left by the blade, almost tasting blood. Now watch it slide down over your belly, down to your thighs. Feel the coolness of it as it passes up your thigh to rest on your cunt. I love the way you arch your back as I massage your pussy with it laid flat. Feel how close the point comes to your clit. All that dangerous sharpness, ready to hurt. So close to your little pearl. The slightest twist of my hand, and the sharp edge would cut. But I will be careful. I don't want to hurt you. Yes, like that. Thrust your hips up. Come against the blade. After, you will lick your juices from it. Will you do that for me? I can see in your eyes that you